This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme. The internship portal, launched by the government on a pilot basis on the 3rd of this month, will be opened for registration by applicants today. The portal was opened for companies to post the opportunities. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years over a period of 5 years. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will today inaugurate 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. During the ceremony, which is being organised by the Border Roads Organisation in Sikkim, the Defence Minister will inaugurate 22 roads, 51 bridges and two other miscellaneous projects. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories of the country, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Of the 75 new projects, 19 are in Jammu and Kashmir, 11 in Ladakh and 18 in Arunachal Pradesh. National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah has staked claim to form a new government in Jammu and Kashmir. He met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar yesterday. Mr. Abdullah presented letters of support from the coalition partners, including Congress, to the Lieutenant Governor. At least 16 people were injured after a passenger train rammed into a stationary goods train at Kavarapettai in Tamil Nadu last night. No casualties have been reported. Following the collision, at least 12 to 13 coaches were derailed. The injured passengers have been moved to nearby hospitals. The incident took place at Kavarapettai near Gumidipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway when Mysore-Darbhanga-Bagmati Express was passing Ponneri and the train entered the loop line, colliding with a goods train that was standing there. 30 personnel from the National Disaster Response Force are engaged in the relief and rescue operation. Train movement on both sides in the section was affected. General Manager of Southern Railway, R.N. Singh, said normalcy will be restored by today afternoon. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. It is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the U.S. is taking measures to disrupt the flow of revenue that Iran uses to fund its nuclear program. The U.S. Treasury and State Department announced sanctions yesterday as Israeli government considers military response against Iran amid risk of spiraling escalation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Maharashtra, Gujarat and South Interior Karnataka in the next 4 days. The IMD has issued a yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member squad for the 3-match test series against New Zealand beginning on Wednesday in Bengaluru. The BCCI, in a statement, said yesterday Rohit Sharma will lead the team. Star pacer Jasprit Bumrah has been named as vice-captain. Mohammad Shami, who suffered an injury during last year's ODI World Cup, has not been selected for the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.